Welcome to the video that we are going to be talking about topic two, all about the Akashic Records. And actually, I shouldn't say all about the Akashic Records because we would be sitting here for 10, 15 hours a day for the next month if we were going to talk all about them. Instead, I am going to distill it down to the information that you and I need to make this course a really great experience for you. So we talked about the collective in the last video. And let's assume that the Akashic Records, so the Akasha represents the vastness of the collective and beyond. So it also brings in the concept of the intelligence of the creator of it. So the God, mind, divine matrix, etc. So what's inside the divine matrix? What's inside the Akasha? Well, there is a hall of records. Now, this is a symbol of its organization. So it's an organizing principle of each one of us, our lives, our past lives, imagining that we, our thread in the ongoing tapestry of life since the beginning of time, there is a record of us, our experience, our feelings, our thoughts, our actual day-to-day life, things that were important to us, things that weren't. So just there's like this movie as if we were like a microfiche, like a real library. So imagine that this does not have anything to do with time, that we could go back lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes and see that what situations still correlate to our current state of affairs. Now, I'm not that interested in past lives, so you're not going to get a lot of that in the course in Shared Wisdom, but there are other teachers that really love to get into this. I'm much more interested in how do we co-create our reality now? And what are we going to do in the next few weeks? So, but it is fascinating if you want to go down the rabbit hole with that one. But right now, I think maybe down the road I will, but not right now. Okay. So why do we want to know about the library? Well, there are records of our experience that our memory can't get to. We can't get there. So we want to be able to bypass the actual memory banks of the mind, like because it is limited. We're not going to remember everything. How are we going to dig it up from the subconscious? We have to have an outer experience to trigger it. Well, instead, let's bypass that and go into this extraordinary experience of accessing the Akashic Records, accessing for the highest good, looking into our own records and seeing what we might find that might have eluded us up till now. It's like your own personal oracle, because it will speak directly to you about stuff that you might have forgotten. Now, the best part about this is because this course is called Shared Wisdom. You are also going to learn how to do this for someone else. Using this meditation process that I'm going to teach you and give you in this course. So you're going to have three separate kind of meditations to be able to access the Akashic Records. And again, there's so much information in Module 6. It could take you forever to get through it, but it's fun. So just even if you think intellectually it sounds like hogwash, do it anyway, because it is really uncanny the stuff that you're going to be able to find when you go to this imaginary library that really does exist essentially, but not necessarily exist the way we imagine it to exist, right? So let's keep that in mind too, because we are limited in what we can imagine because we only have so many concepts in our head that we can get to. So it's primarily to show you another way to tune into the energy of your own life. And again, the specifics are meditation. And yeah, like I said, this is not going to be an extensive course on the Akashic Records. There's so many people that teach this in depth, but I find that it's a valuable tool for you to know and a different way of tuning in a sacred way on behalf of someone else too, who'd ever be willing to do it with you. I mean, some of you are going to move on and do this professionally and it's useful for you to have this as part of your skill set. But for those of you who don't and you just are the household practitioner or that undercover light worker that I love to talk about and you just want to do it with friends and, you know, it's such a powerful, powerful experience. To be able to witness somebody else and see them just through a meditation process and picking out pictures and images that had nothing to do with an oracle card. Although you will be using your cards too to help solidify the content and information. So I'm just giving you something, some other new, really cool woo-woo way to walk through the portal of awareness and into the invisible to pull down pertinent information about the person's unique, inspired, authentic life and how they're going to get there. All right, so the next thing you're going to do is you're going to listen to the first fabulous meditation called Opening the Akashic Records. And this one will be opening your personal Akashic Records. See you there, or hear you there. You'll hear me there. You know what I'm talking about.